Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. State health officials say Alabama's prison system is dealing with its worst outbreak of tuberculosis in 5 years. Officials say they've diagnosed 9 active cases of the infectious respiratory disease in state prisons this year. Alabama prisons averaged fewer than 5 cases annually each year since 2009. All but one of the cases this year occurred at the St. Clair Correctional Facility. The other occurred at Donaldson Prison north of Birmingham. The state director of tuberculosis control, Pam Barrett, says St. Clair Prison is not accepting new inmates because of the outbreak, and prisoners also aren't being transferred out. Separately, health officials say they've identified active TB in a worker at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance and a student at Auburn University. Federal investigators say a 2013 barge fire in Mobile is linked to the facility failing to isolate tank cleaning operations from potential sources of ignition. National Transportation Safety Board investigators said in a report that oil recovery company workers were stripping 2 barges of residual gasoline in April of last year. Investigators say the barges vented flammable vapors during the cleaning process. A third vessel later pulled up near the 2 that had been cleaned, and vapors entered the third vessel's air intakes. The intakes were connected to a diesel engine, and investigators say the source of ignition is unclear. 3 people were seriously burned in the fire. Officials say the blaze and explosions caused nearly $6 million in damage and caused 30 gallons of fuel to leak into the Mobile River. Restaurants across the state are offering menus at lower prices today. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more on the kickoff of Alabama Restaurant Week.
The 10-day event features restaurants statewide which are offering low-cost dishes. Depending on the eatery, lunch can cost between $5 and $15, and dinner can run between $10 and $30 per person. This is the 3rd year the Alabama Tourism Department has hosted the event. It coincides with Birmingham's Restaurant Week, which has been going on a little longer. Tourism officials say the goal of the week is to get diners to try new restaurants at a lower cost. A complete list of eateries taking part in the event can be found at the Alabama Tourism Department's website. Restaurant Week runs through August 24th. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Birmingham is one of 3 cities across the world in contention to host the 2021 World Games. The games are held every 4 years and features non-Olympic sports. Brian Hilson is president and CEO of the Birmingham Business Alliance. If Birmingham is selected, he says the economic impact would be about $266 million. But Hilson says there are other benefits you can't measure in dollars and cents.
For people who live in Alabama, and especially those who reside in the Birmingham area, to know that our community is selected over cities in other countries is just tremendous. It gives us a sense of community pride that you just can't really put a number on.
The other cities vying for the bid are Ufa, Russia, and Lima, Peru. The city of Birmingham would have to commit roughly $3.5 million to host the event. The selection committee is expected to announce the winning city in January. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
After a nice start to our Friday morning, it gets kind of hot this afternoon. The temperatures top out of the low 90s, pretty close to normal for this time of the year. Look for a good supply of sun today and on Saturday. Risk of rain non-existent today and on Saturday, but as we go into Sunday, can't rule out a stray shower or storm. High temperatures in the low 90s by Monday, Tuesday. Good chance for scattered storms, but it doesn't rain all day. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.